Welcome to a new edition of the Famous Interviews with Joe Domino. On this episode, we talk with Prague-based clairvoyant master healer and mindful energy coach, Jali Vesela. Her life is a mission to help others to recognize what gifts, energy, and intuition bear, and a feeling that there can be a breakthrough that can benefit them. Her background is having been borderline depressed and anxious, tackling an unhealed trauma when she was six. She looked for answers to her energy ups and downs and inability to be here and now in stimulants like coffee, Red Bull, and calmers like alcohol and weed. And with all of that, she dug herself into a deeper hole. It was only when she started meditating, studying mindfulness and energy that her life started to make sense and finally be a happy place. Enjoy her story.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
So where are you located again?
Prague, the Czech Republic, Central Europe.
Okay. How's Prague doing?
Great, yeah. The weather is kind of warmer. We have this Indian summer now. It got colder after the summer first, and now it's warm again, and yeah, it's all good.
Very good. Yeah, Kansas City, we're actually going through quite a warming trend for October. I mean, we've had a lot of Indian summers in the last, 5 years or so, but it's been, in the 80s and whatnot. So, yeah, it's quite warm.
Yeah, so I appreciate it because, I have a dog, so I like walking him when it's not too wet.
Yeah. I prefer the warm weather anyway, so I'm all for it as long as it sticks around. So thank you for taking a minute out today, and I want to begin everything here before we get into your work by asking, how did you survive the 2 years of COVID? How did that time period change you now that we're kind of coming out of it? And I'm assuming things are opening up in Prague and things are getting better.
Well, here was a pretty hard lockdown for a while. But you know what? So what I do when there is... I don't want to say hardship, but maybe like a more difficult time. I like to take it as a challenge. So I did, and I started like helping people online more. And then it actually turned my business around to be like 90% online. And that really changed the way I work for the better. So I'm able to reach out to more people now. I'm able to charge the rates I'm supposed to by the energy schools I have studied. There's like certain rate range most people fit into, and I wasn't able to fit into it before. And I'm really grateful for COVID from this perspective. I'm able to, work from home, arrange the hours. Okay, I do have to work for the Americas, so sometimes I have to be up at 1 a.m, 3 a.m, for some kind of interview or class. But other than that, I'm able to organize my time better and serve the people I really want to, because the audience here I have in Prague is just smaller. There are fewer people who are interested in what I do.
So speaking about what you do, let's say that I put you in front of a bunch of grade school kids for career day, and one of them, let's say it's a fifth grader, looks up at you and says, "What do you do for a living, and how are you qualified to do it?" How would you answer that child?
Oh my God, I love that question. It's really good. But let's see if I can do that, because I usually imagine it with a bunch of like elderly people, like not with fifth graders. With the elderly people, I have my drill learned, so I'm not sure if I can do it with fifth graders. I usually tell them I do something along the lines of yoga and the energy connected with that, and that helps people feel better in their life, open their eyes to the happier parts of their world, feel like they are not suffering during the time that there is something hard going on. And with the fifth graders, let me see, how would I go about that? So I would probably give them an example of a bad day they have, because I like using examples. So I would say, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you feel like you don't want to go to school, and it feels like the whole world is against you, and you don't really want to be doing anything, and you feel like you're not in control. So with what I do that day, you feel the initial resistance. You feel the initial, I don't want to go to school. But then you realize you're actually grateful that you are in this tiny little body and you have the chance to live another day. And you probably have parents that help to give you breakfast and other food for school. And then when you are at school and there is the annoying kid, then at first, yeah, you see they are annoying. But then also you are able to realize that they are a person like you are, and you can find ways how not to argue with them. And at the end of the day, when you're going to bed or when you're telling your parents how the day has been, you will be happier than during the day and you woke up before you met me and you thought the whole day would be horrible, because you'll be able to see the goods and the bads during the day way easier and appreciate the goods more. So that's probably how I would explain it to the kid.
Wonderful. That's great. Let's go back to your childhood. What was your vision of what you were going to do with your life? What was your dream when you were a child that you would grow up to be?
So I had loads of dreams. I knew I'd be doing lots of things. And I was just thinking about it right now before we talked, that I was clairvoyant from the childhood, but I didn't know about it. I just knew that I could see things. And I remember seeing myself in two flats, switching places, which I have done. I have lived in the UK, the Netherlands, Spain. I was flying back to the Czech Republic during this whole time. I could see myself speaking a bunch of languages, which I have done. I do this work now in three languages. I could see myself helping people. I didn't really know how. I thought I would be a psychologist, which I studied, but then I decided to transform the work into what I do. I kind of thought I would do something with art, which I did at the beginning. I studied photography and painting, but I didn't really make it part of my work. And I thought, I knew I'll be flying around. So I have flown around quite a bit. And I knew I would be working with different cultures, because that kind of felt natural to me, because I come from a multicultural environment compared to the rest of the people I was growing around. And that's definitely happened. I have people in Australia, in Peru, in South Africa, kind of the further I could go would be just Antarctica, which I haven't done yet.
Are you originally from Prague?
Yeah, I'm originally from the Czech Republic, Prague.
Okay, wonderful.
Well, part of my family is from elsewhere, but that's where I grew up.
So at what point in your life did you realize you were clairvoyant, and when did you decide that your pursuit was to, you know, go after being a master healer and an energy coach?
So that is, it's a question I can't answer with like a clear answer, because there were the moments when I was growing up, I knew there was something beyond the stuff we see. And that was already from age, well, it was in between like age to 12. That was after my dad died. So my dad died when I was six. I kind of shut off emotionally, but I still knew that there was stuff beyond the physical. I knew I could tell what was going to happen in the future, because I would be telling, for instance, I'd be looking at the lawns around where my mom lives, and I'll be telling her there are going to be buildings here, that people are going to build here, like big, I couldn't describe it. I knew it was office buildings. Well, guess what? Now they're office buildings, right? I knew when I was on the bus that one day there was going to be a display telling you what stuff was going to be the next step. And I was like, yeah, and this is going to be like, you know, telling you where it's going to be. And my mom was like, yeah, really? Are you sure? And I was like, yeah, this is going to happen. So I knew these things, but then I shut off the whole emotional part, which is what we connect to through intuition. Unless you let your emotions run and exist, you can't really connect to intuition. And clairvoyance is just heightened intuition. So for years and years after my dad died, I studied all kinds of things but intuitive to figure out the world. And it was only after I had started helping people with mindfulness coaching and well-being therapy that I realized I could work with energy, that I was doing something with energy with the people I was working with, but I wasn't doing it right because I was tired all the time. I was helping the people I loved. They were like all happy and changing, but I was tired. So I decided to go and study something energy, and there was pranic healing with energy back then, and that's when I realized that it was there. I had it, and then I had to go further. I just couldn't stop there. Then I went into the clairvoyance studies.
Well, and a part of what you do is you give so much to people and help them find a better place. How do you balance giving and then taking care of your own self?
So to start with, when you work intuitively, and I don't say this happens 100%, but with an intuitive person, part of it is creating boundaries and energy protection. So what you do every morning, you go creating your energy protections, refreshing them, doing new ones. You meditate every day. Ideally, you do breath work every day. So this all goes refreshing the way you feel about the world. Also, when you work with a person, you set yourself into neutrality. So you don't take the energy of other people. We also have ways to literally let go of energy. I work with practices that are called energy clearings that I do for my clients as well, because they are just magical, and I energy clear every day and I energy clear also in a group, because the group environment is always a higher vibrating, it's more effective every week, and then I take time off. But I do have to say that when my business goes boosting and there are these boosting spurs that happen every now and then, like now the last 2 months it happened with the Latin market, I do tend to be a hardworking person, working all the hours I can. And then I go listening to my body when my body can't do it anymore. Like 2 days ago, I just started having a runny nose. And I was kind of sweating, and I was like, okay, I need to cancel 2 days of work. And this is really hard because I'm booked up usually 2 months ahead. I literally don't have extra spots to put people to. But when that happens, I just tell the people what happens and what happened. And I tell them, look, like I've come down with something because I've been working too much. I just hadn't had time to really let go as easily, and I'm going to reschedule you. So, yeah, I like to think I'm a superhero, but every now and then I come down with something like a regular person, and I don't try to fight it. I literally go and sleep it off, do a healing on myself, use some essential oils, and eat healthy food. And I know that within 24 to 48 hours, I'll be over it, because that's the way the tools and my body work.
Is somebody that people look up to and hire to get to a better place, you know, you act as kind of a mentor to people. And I'm curious, who would you consider a mentor or a role model for you in your life?
Oh, yeah. So my mentor is definitely my teacher from the energy school where I work at, where I studied. And then we got on so well that he let me teach at the school. That's Dr. Lorenzo. And yeah, and then kind of the holistic life celebrities. Like Deepak Chopra, so those guys would be to me someone to look up to. Other than that, I haven't had many mentors in my life. I guess it has to do with maybe the claircognizance, kind of me knowing information really quickly. So I don't need to ask so much, but when I get an opportunity to ask, I ask a lot. I'm one of those annoying students and conference attendees that goes asking everything that is not explained and that may be interesting for me. So I guess I haven't had so many, but if I had some, it's someone who has done similar work for longer than me or in a way that I appreciate and I'm not doing or not ready to do.
What's been one of the best responses you've gotten from a client? One of your best fan letters?
Oh my God, I have so many. It happens almost. It's so beautiful. Like now with the whole audience expanding, it happens almost every day. Let me see. So the last one I got just after one energy clearing, which is not really the usual thing because that's kind of the easiest tool I have for the clients, something someone should attend once or twice a month to feel good. But after one of them, the lady goes writing to me that three major things right after change in her life. Money arrived in her house. And she was able to make her work schedule easier. Just the cooperation kind of came in. And the situation in her family just got easier. So these are things that happened to me. Like at least once a week, I get a message this groundbreaking. Every day or every other day, I get something like this, the reading you gave me, because I do energy readings as part of the sessions, was just amazing. It was spot on. I can't believe it. And it could be something like, I really have that dog you talked about. Because, you know, I often don't know what the people have, what they do. And I see things like, I see some funny dog that looks like it's kind of brown with something. And you use it to kind of calm down. And it's your way to tap into intuition somehow weirdly. And then the lady sends me a picture with like a dog-like teddy bear, like a dog plush toy that she's, you know, in her mid-30s. And she's like, don't publish it. Don't publish my name or anything. That is a private thing. Here it is as a validation. Other things than that would be a fixed knee, because I also get to heal physical things. So I may do one or two healings of someone and their knee is better, their shoulders are better. I had a lady who had this horrible frozen shoulder. She was crying of pain. And after it was one session, the pain was away. Things like people having sex again happily, that is pretty cool in a marriage that's become stale. It's just so many. And I go collecting those on my Instagram among the client love.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's great. So I'm curious, if you look back on your life, let's say you have a dream tonight. And you run into a younger version of yourself, you know, just maybe in your 20s. And you could give your younger version a piece of advice based on what you've experienced throughout your life. What would you tell your younger version?
I would say, let go of the Coke. I was drinking loads of Diet Coke in my 20s. I would say you don't have to see everyone because I was trying to keep up. So in my 20s, I was traveling between the UK and Prague every week for a few years. So it was very exhausting. And I was trying to keep up both the work, the studies, and the social life. So I would often sleep 4 hours. I would drink loads of Coke. And did I drink coffee back then? But, yeah, I did something else, caffeinated. I would just try to see everyone. So I would say you don't have to do it all and definitely add to it 2 hours of sleep a night. Because I'm pretty sure that because of the sleep I didn't have, I don't actually remember that much stuff from my studies. And by that, I mean the beautiful science I studied. I studied linguistics. I studied French at that point. And I did use it. I did have a company for translating and communication. But honestly, if you ask me now what I learned, I would remember very little. And that's because when you sleep little, you don't store information. So I would tell myself not to do that as much. To relax a bit more back then. And probably to start this meditation sooner than at 25.
So of all of your clients that you've had over the years and everybody that knows you in a certain way, what would people be surprised to know about you? Something that you really like or something about you that maybe people don't know?
I'm not sure there because I do publish a lot. Like my Instagram is not just my work. It's about Jali as a person. People really resonate with the happy vibe. Maybe they wouldn't know what I don't publish as often, but I try to, is that I do have quiet days when I don't really do much. I do say that, but I don't see it. I practice digital detox 1 or 2 days a week. When I'm not online, the stuff I put is either planned or I just kind of press the button and I go away from the phone again. During those days, I may not even be socializing much. I may be just reading or watching TV, walking my dog. So I may not be the upbeat, smiling around person because I like the inner world as well. I like to meditate for hours or maybe watch TV for hours or walk, read for hours. So that would be something people may not recognize from the upbeat, all smiles person I'm most of the time. And I love this downtime. I think it's really important. So that, what else? Maybe that back in the day, those 20 years ago when I wasn't healed, I would be someone who had anxieties like they do, up to a point that I'll be considering what it's like to commit suicide like my dad did. Let's see, what else? The other thing people may not know about me is that I don't cook much. Even though I'm all about healthy food, not all the food I eat is healthy. I eat a cake or croissant about 3 times a week, and I prepare salads and soups, and the rest of it I eat out and get out.
We all have these moments in our life, whether it's music or it's a book, that really inspire us. Artwork has that tendency to move us. What was either a book or an album for you that really, still to this day, you go back to and that you love?
So I'm really bad at remembering these things, but there is a couple books and films that I do remember that have been big. Okay, this is funny. So I'm a big Star Trek fan. That may be another thing people don't know about me. And because I like looking into the future, because being clairvoyant is also about looking into the future, I really believe that Star Trek and lots of the sci-fi movies and series give you an idea of what the world can look like, and it inspires you in the ways that you wouldn't picture the world to have certain features. So definitely Star Trek and stuff like that would be some of that. And then from the smart stuff, there is a Christopher Nolan film called Memento. So yeah. That's a big one for me. As a reminder that nothing looks how we view it at the first time. I think to understand the movie, you have to watch it about 5 times, and you kind of have to make notes because there are scenes that you don't see properly because they are as the kind of the 25th picture in the film sequence shooting. So Deepak Chopra's Superbrain, a book that goes making you realize that your brain has way bigger potential as long as you give it the order, whatever you tell your brain will do. And books and films along those lines, there would be.
I like that answer a lot. That's great. And that's kind of what I was looking for before. So let me ask you this. Everyone has an idea of who they think you are, your family, your friends, your clients, but ultimately you're in charge of your life. You live it. What's your perception of you? Who do you think you are?
I would say an easygoing, wise spirit that likes to give and enjoy at the same time. I'm definitely here to help a lot of people, but I'm also here to indulge and to enjoy this golden ticket we have into the material reality. Yeah. The more I know myself, the more I kind of like the vibe within me. Before I started doing all the inner work, I was really afraid, as most people are, to go silent, to kind of go and realize who it is behind all the chatter, behind all the activities, the busyness. And as I started tapping deeper and started doing the silent days, I do these silent meditation retreats. They are a really powerful tool how to get to know yourself, calm down, and move to the next step you've been afraid of. I realized that there is some beautiful calm and ease within me. There's also this appreciation for life. I just love being amazed and be grateful for life. And there is wisdom I've brought into this life from other lives, actually. I never realized it, but I'm very easy grasping information, kind of making sense of the world. And I love giving people that structure. And there is kind of this inner security of I will always know. It's kind of strange. I will always be able to figure out the answer. Yeah, I guess I didn't really use adjectives, right, of who I am.
No, that's great. That's wonderful. I love that term, the golden ticket to this material reality. It's such a great quote. I am curious for anyone out there listening that wants to know more about you and your services, where can they go out on the internet, the web, to find out?
So the easiest way to find everything is in the aggregate link of Linktree. And Linktree is linktr.ee. So your tree is divided after the R is the dot and EE. And / Jelly Solutions. And Jelly Solutions writes DJ Ali. that's my name, Jelly, and Solutions. That's where you find all the stuff. It's divided into Spanish and English. So for English, you want to scroll down. And if you want to go on my website, the link to my website is at the end of it. And yeah, it's very easily organized. You will see what giveaway I have right now. I always have some giveaway for people. Right now, there are a couple intuitive exercises that you can do every day. Then there is what is happening. I have group things. I have a course usually running. There is one starting around now. There is energy clearing twice a month in English, once a month in Spanish, and my sessions. For the sessions, you usually have to wait a few weeks, but it's worth it because energy work and the stuff I do, it works beyond space and time. So if you wait another 4 or 6 weeks, or maybe even 8, it doesn't really matter because your higher self will be happy that we are finally working together. That is if the contract for you is to be working with me.
Jolly, this has been wonderful. Thank you for opening up. Thanks for taking some time out today. I really appreciate it. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thanks for tuning in to another famous interview with Joe Domino, where we cover the world of art, literature, and music around the globe. If you want to hear more interviews, go to the Famous Interviews with Joe Domino channel on YouTube. Thanks again for listening, and until next time.